You're listening to the Mid-Morning Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. We're now joined by Dan Zwicker. He's at Zwicker Consulting in Waco, Texas. Good morning to you, Dan. Thanks so much. I know we have a lot of things to talk about this morning. The Chinese delegations are in Iowa. They may very well sign some very large, I suppose, contracts for soybean exports. Can you tell me what your overview of the marketplace at this time might look like?
Well, you know, it's harvest. And once you're into harvest, you're just going to constantly get some harvest pressure. I mean, I'm amazed, having worked for grain companies for 8 years, how much grain is actually spotted out across the scale. Now, I don't know if that's a lot of landowners, landlords, corn and soybeans, but that is still one of the biggest buyers for grain companies is grain that's just spotted out across the scale. And that in its by itself is going to keep probably pressure on the market. The other thing that I've picked up is I'm not hearing very many complaints from farmers on yields. The yields, for the most part, now I know there's exceptions to the rule, and there's probably several in our listening audience that are those exceptions, but it seems like corn and bean yields are coming in better than expectations, probably more so on soybeans than probably corn. And when you get into that type of environment, that just, as a rule, that is usually bearish because that tells you that farmers are probably going to be a little more willing sellers across the scale than they normally would since they got more bushels than what they thought. But that's kind of where we're at. Our weekly export sales this morning. We're halfway, was good on beans, and then we got another sales announcement on beans, and that's going to show up in next week's report. So bean demand is picking up, but when you look at year-to-date totals compared to last year on both corn and soybeans, we are so far behind that the trade just kind of views that as generally negative.
So what is a producer to do at this point, because we have a very low price for soybeans? I think soybeans even more so than corn are spotted across the spot sold across the scale, as you suggested. Do they need to do something else? Most producers aren't willing to store soybeans, certainly in the elevator, for very long.
No, and if South America has a big crop, we're going to go lower. But, you know, those are ifs. But you have to assume, at least at this point in time, that South America is going to have a good crop. And then if yields are coming in better than expectations, that kind of is supportive toward USDA's most recent yield estimate, which is fairly lofty. And then that all of a sudden begins to look at a very burdensome carryover as we go down the road. So, like I've told sellers, they've asked me, you know, some advice here and there. And I said, you know, I just hate to tell you to sell at these levels, but I really think longer term you have more downside price risk than upside potential. Now, there's one caveat there is that seasonally, you know, the markets usually make lows in the first part of October, and we usually have some kind of recovery rally as we go through October into November. Last year, it was strong enough to take us all the way to the end of the year. If we do have a seasonal recovery, I don't think it'll have the push to take us to the end of the year this year, but it might give us an opportunity to sell beans 25 or 30 cents higher than what they are here today. But I think, depending upon where the farmer's at, I think there's reasons that you might want to part with them, buy some kind of call option, maybe for next winter, a March call option, or maybe a May call option, or some kind of option strategy that would at least give you an opportunity to take advantage of a South American weather scare market or who knows what else might come into play. There's a million things out there that could come into play. And that's pretty much the same way with corn. Now, like I said, we got the next report coming at us here next week. I think the September 1st stocks report. Usually those numbers don't give the market much direction because they're already priced in. Last year, the trade was shocked with a 70 million or 90 million bushel carryout on soybeans. I doubt if that's going to be the case again this year. But we may see some end of the month short covering as we go toward that report. And again, that may give us a little opportunity to price some inventory. But boy, I just hate telling people to sell down here because I know most prices are below cost of production. But at the moment, it's really hard to visualize, you know, a meaningful rally other than if we would get into some kind of harvest delays and all that kind of stuff. And I mean, the harvest weather so far has been just beautiful.
So on the replacement strategy, do you do the options when you roll across the scale, or do you wait it out? And
I would wait to see if a seasonal trend kicks higher. The thing that bothers me a little bit is very rarely does a market repeat itself back to back. And last year we had that strong seasonal recovery rally, as I mentioned. This year, I'm probably more inclined to think that maybe the market will go sideways more so, or sideways to lower, depending upon how harvest spreads out. I mean, we're just really getting started. I know Central Illinois, Southern Illinois, and Central Illinois in Indiana and that are moving. But up here in Northwestern Illinois, where I'm spending some time here with my dad, it's just getting started. They're usually another week or so. And then that's going to be the case as you get further into Northern Illinois and you get into Iowa, Minnesota. So we got a long ways to go yet before this crop is harvested. And I think if the yields are as good as, if the yields are turning in better than expected here in the eastern corn belt, maybe I don't know what's going to happen when you get into the better yielding areas. So we've got a big crop coming, and it's going to be tough, I think, to get much of a rally going unless we see a big shakeup in the demand picture, and right now that's really not in the deck of cards.
Hey, Dan, thanks so much for taking the time with us. We'll talk with you again this afternoon.
Very well.